10 days to go until the NFL draft. Hello, and thank you for joining us for Countdown to the Draft. I'm Phil Milani alongside Matt Boyer. Andrew Mason will be along shortly. We're talking about defensive linemen, a position the Broncos really could use, maybe a little bit of depth there. We saw them bring in a couple of guys during free agency, but they could look to the draft for this too. Let's go with the top of the class, Matt.
Well, I think that we've seen it start to thin now, right? We've gone over tight ends, we've gone over defensive backs, and now we get to the defensive linemen, and really there's only two names that stick out for me, Jonathan Allen and Solomon Thomas out of Stanford. Allen, of course, out of Alabama. Allen played on one of the best defenses in college football that we've seen in a long time, and he was such a disruptive force along that front seven. It opened things up for guys like Ryan Anderson and Tim Williams. One of the best, Reuben Foster, another guy out of that Alabama defense. So I think that he's played with a lot of talent. I think Solomon Thomas, though, just an athletic freak. I think the things that he was able to do at Stanford, I think both guys won't be there for the Broncos, to put it simply. But I do think that if a team needs a pass rusher or a big guy along the front seven to solidify a defense for years to come, either one of these guys would be great.
Two of the best guys overall in the entire draft, never mind just this position group. Both two guys that can really get into the backfield and disrupt and blow up an entire play. Let's check out Andrew Mason's top of the class. Jonathan Allen out of Alabama, Solomon Thomas, Stanford, Larry Ogunjobi out of Charlotte, Chris Wormley out of Michigan. Matt, I know you like him. And Malik McDowell out of Michigan State. Those are the top of the class, but what about the sleeper picks? Mace?
Going to start with a very athletic player out of Villanova, Tano Passanio. Got a glimpse of him at the Senior Bowl back in January. Reminds me a lot of Malik Jackson, except a little bit bigger, 6'7", 289 pounds already. I'd like to see him add more weight, but very productive. 21 and a half tackles for losses, 11 sacks last year for Villanova. A bit of a project, needs some refinement, certainly coming from that level, but very high ceiling. I could see him being a good fit somewhere. DeMarcus Walker out of Florida State. You're talking about a guy with proven production from both the end position, and also you see him make plays from the interior spots as well. 37 tackles for losses, 26 and a half sacks the last 2 years. A lot of his stuff is just going straight ahead and attacking. You want to see him add some more moves, but clearly the instincts to make plays are there. I like him. And another guy, Eddie Vanderdoes out of UCLA. Think he can be an outstanding run defender. He's got a nice big frame, bulky frame. The big thing that held him back last year, torn ACL that he suffered in 2015. Wasn't the same player, but you get him another year removed from that injury, I think he can be very effective and be a very good fit somewhere in the middle rounds, guys.
We've heard the top of the class. We've heard some of the sleeper picks now. Who's the best fit for the Broncos?
Well, my personal best fit, I'm going Homer on this one. I'm going to go with Chris Wormley from Michigan. I think Wormley's height, 6'5". We haven't seen a guy like that since Malik Jackson, as Mace mentioned. A guy who can get into the backfield to disrupt the run as well as disrupt the pass. Also, interestingly enough, Wormley's worked with a ton of great defensive end, Taco Charlton, and Rashawn Gary. Exactly. I think that those two guys from Michigan last year kind of mirror what Von Miller and Shane Ray could do on the edges. I think that could open things up for Wormley, similar to what it did for him at Michigan, and I think that he'd be a great addition on day two, second round, third round. I think one of those two rounds would be a great addition or a great place for Wormley to fall to the Broncos.
The Broncos lost one DeMarcus and DeMarcus Ware this year. I say pick up another one, and DeMarcus Walker, Mace talk about him there, 10 and a half sacks last season, four forced fumbles. He always getting his hands on the ball, so I like a player like that, really creating turnovers and impacting the game that way. Mace, who's your best fit for the Broncos?
I'm going to touch on a guy that I mentioned earlier, Tano Passanio out of Villanova. Of course, the Malik Jackson comparison is obvious. I think it's going to take him about a year to a year and a half to really get up to speed. You want to see him add some strength, but certainly his frame can handle 300, 305 pounds potentially. He's at 289 right now. Three-time academic All-Colonial Athletic Association selection, so he's a smart guy. He can learn, very athletic. I think you can put him out there right away and use that long frame and those long arms that he has and tell him, get those arms up, deflect some pass at the line of scrimmage. I think he can be effective in that regard right away, can be a complete defensive lineman in year two or year three. I like him round three or round four, guys.
Mace, we know Villanova for basketball, not so much football.
No, definitely not.
How do you say that guy's name?
Tano Passanon.
Yeah.
I believe that's how it's said. That's pretty good for just, you know, we're still a couple weeks away. I gotta get finely tuned here.
If Mace is right, we better learn that name pretty soon there. Well, we'll be back later on this week talking about offensive linemen, a big position of need for the Broncos. Could be a first-round pick there for the Broncos. But that's everything you need to know about the defensive line. For Andrew Mason, Matt Boyer, I'm Phil Milani for Broncos TV.